Pearson's appraisal service looked at a random list of neighborhoods and found 10% had major, that's their word, problems with equity. The firm also looked at areas that saw the largest spike in property values and found almost half of those were assessed unfairly. Age of the neighborhood was a key factor, as Pearson's project manager Emmett Curl explained to the county commission yesterday.
Remember, most of your jurisdiction has been built since 1980. Those areas of properties that tend not to be any question. It's the older areas that make up the balance of the county.
Think Myers Park, where land values have gone way up over the years, but homes and lot sizes vary widely. Some established neighborhoods in Lake Norman and South Charlotte, as well as transitioning neighborhoods like Starmount, are also on the major problems list because of a big range in home and lot sizes. Curl says the county relied too heavily on statistical models rather than sending an appraiser out in person. That worked fine for assessing newer subdivisions where all the homes are identical, says Curl. But
what we found was in the older neighborhoods, which cannot and normally do not get the field visits that are necessary to get them correct. This is not unusual throughout the entire state because budgets have been tight.
What makes Mecklenburg County's revaluation stand out is the sheer number of irate homeowners who escalated their property value appeals to the county's Board of Equalization and Review. Curl says the initial number of appeals, about 50,000, was to be expected. But the county required those appeals to be made in writing and rejected nearly three-quarters of them.
Offer an option, face-to-face appeals. I cannot overstate the importance of this recommendation. People want to come in, sit down, and talk to people.
Had those initial appeals been more thoroughly and thoughtfully vetted, Curl says the county could have saved itself a lot of heartache.
I truly believe that if that had been done, I would not be here today.
That's what Kathy Davis says she and her Myers Park neighbors have argued all along.
Well, it absolutely comes as no surprise whatsoever. I think it's a shame that it's taken a year and it's taken $250,000 for an auditor to get to that point.
The report recommends Mecklenburg County go back and reassess values in older homes like Myers Park. Some property owners may see their values go up, others down.
What we were told today was the assessor's office did a good job.
That's Mecklenburg County Manager Harry Jones, choosing to focus on the report's bright side. Some 10% of neighborhoods may have been handled unfairly, but that means the vast majority were done well. By next week, he hopes to present county commissioners with a plan for fixing the problem neighborhoods in the revaluation. Mecklenburg County Land Use and Environmental Services Agency Director Carrie Saul, who oversees the assessor's office, says he's taken the report's criticism to heart, particularly on handling appeals.
We need to do a better job in dealing with those.
Is there anyone who gets held responsible for the shortcomings? Can people trust this office going forward?
I believe they can trust that it will be corrected.
There's already been talk of doing another countywide revaluation in 2014, partly to clean up the mistakes of 2011. In the interim, Mecklenburg County can correct property values, but state law only allows the changes to affect future tax bills. Unless the General Assembly steps in, homeowners who've paid too much these last 2 years are out of luck. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.